Hey, this is Enigma September, and you're now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. The podcast is brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. Shouts out to Joe Ward and Patrick Irvine. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. You can find information about the organization at www.pactsinc.org. To my podcast listeners, make sure to check out the live recording of the podcast on my YouTube page at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927. That's E-N-I-G-M-A-S-E-P-T 927. Remember to hit the like and subscribe buttons and leave comments so I know that you were there. I might even give you a shout out on the podcast. Maybe. While you're on YouTube, also make sure to check out my bro, Big Low, and his Ill Coffee vlog at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. And check out my young homie, Backpack Beats, and his Beats and Vlog series at youtube.com/BackpackBeats. Remember, that's Backpack Beats with a Z. If you want your song played on the podcast, shoot me your track in MP3 or waveform to my email at enigmaself@gmail.com. Make sure to tag the track with your name and the title of the song. It doesn't have to be clean. Also, add a short bio about yourself and any important information about the song or upcoming project in the email. Lastly, make sure to follow me on all social media. You can find me at EnigmaSelp9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSelp on IG and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelp and facebook.com/EnigmaSelp9. Now that we have that out the way, well, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby?
Yeah. Holy Spirit guide me. Levi, son. Man, y'all out of pocket. The light be shining through me now when y'all can't block it. You boys be trying to hold me down, but I'm a rocket. The Holy Spirit guiding me and you can't stop it. And y'all don't like that, no. Man, y'all out of pocket. The light be shining through me now when y'all can't block it. You boys be trying to hold me down, but I'm a rocket. The Holy Spirit guiding me and you can't stop it. And y'all don't like that, no. Man, y'all out of pocket.
They tried to stop the bleeding. They didn't know the meaning. When Christ was out here leading, the people took the kingdom. I'm not as strong as Jesus. No, I'm not.
Got the spirit of we rock.
Haters try to hold me back. Moving up, I will not slack. Get my bag and start to pack. Ain't no lying, speaking facts. Move it out my way, don't need it in my face. Demons go away, my holy water. Spray like mace.
Man, y'all out of pocket. The light be shining through me now when y'all can't block it. You boys be trying to hold me down, but I'm a rocket. The Holy Spirit guiding me and you can't stop it. And y'all don't like that, no. Man, y'all out of pocket. The light be shining through me now when y'all can't block it. You boys be trying to hold me down, but I'm a rocket. The Holy Spirit guiding me and you can't stop it. And y'all don't like that, no. Man, y'all out of pocket.
I'm going around it, filling my soul cause I'm nothing without it. Notice I'm drowning, people be clowning, joking around cause I wreck Christ around it. Telling my folks, open the door, giving to Christ, nothing to lose. Checking my shine, people so blind. What do you see? I do not know, yeah. How you gonna judge me with what I'm going through? You see the people who know the things and copy what you do. Just be careful with everything, especially how you move. Don't you give the wrong impressions, it's bound to make it loose.
Man, y'all out of pocket. The light be shining through me now when y'all can't block it. You boys be trying to hold me down, but I'm a rocket. The Holy Spirit guiding me and you can't stop it. And y'all don't like that, no. Man, y'all out of pocket. Y'all trying to hold me down. We're sinning, but I'm living holy now. My focus is sharper than ever. I'm looking at Jesus and I will not turn around. Cause you demons beside I'm Gamora, you snake and Medusa's be scheming just for my crown. But the Lord is my rock, so you stone cold. Better get the moving before I smack down. Got the double edge on the left side, walking with the Lord in the cool of the day. We ain't rapping, trying to get the green. This is for the Lord, man, he made a way. Devil looking at us sideways, cause we don't want the fame. We cling to the faith. We be the stains he didn't erase. Covered and cleansed because of his
man,
grace.
Y'all out of pocket.
The light be shining through me now when y'all can't block it. You boys be trying to hold me down, but I'm a rocket. The Holy Spirit guiding me and you can't stop it. And y'all don't like that, no. Man, y'all out of pocket.
Yo, or the podcast, I want to give respect and rest in peace to Bill Withers, who passed away today at the age of 81. Of course, known for songs like Lean On Me and Lovely Day, Ain't No Sunshine, and various just classic songs, man. So I'd be remiss not to give respect and due to the great, now late, Bill Withers. So Yeah. Now, let's get into it, man. Let's go. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. Coughing already. Now, let me stop playing around. It's kind of serious. The numbers are picking up. Yeah, what you just heard was my man Shem Rivera with Out of Pocket featuring Levante Levi Jerner. Not to be confused with Jerner Lucas at all. No one's getting confused for Jerner Lucas. Maybe Will Smith. Yo, the reason I played that song, my man Shem just dropped a video for a song, Make It. He recorded the video, McClay Gardens. How did I know? Actually, I don't. I'm assuming. It looked like McClay Gardens. It really did. I could be totally wrong. That man could have recorded that video anywhere. But it looked like McClay Gardens to me. So I'm going to go with that. Shem, if I'm wrong, let your bro know. How about that? Catch me outside. How about that? Huh? Yo, okay. So shout out to Shem, man, making a video. A lot of y'all MCs making videos or have made videos. Again, I know what, you know, is happening now. And it's totally, you know, jacking up everything. But you guys got the content. So I said it before I started recording. Yo, feel free to let me know. If you got content on YouTube, you know what I mean? Because I post the lives on YouTube. So let me know and give you props. Give you a like. Give you a share. Hit that subscribe. You know what I mean? Let's talk about real famous people, though. Real famous people. Shouts out to Never Will Stop Deuce. What up, bro? Got news that his son is my man Five. If he ain't Five, boy. Five or six, regardless. So that's out to Caleb. He's going to appear on Little Big Shots on NBC on April 5th. Now, of course, those that are listening to the podcast, you're going to hear this on April 6th at the earliest. And you'll be like, dang, I missed it. And yeah, just go to, do NBC got a, do they have an app yet? It'll be Peacock. I got some peacock. Hey, yo. But yeah, you should be able to go on your, what is it called? I don't like rewinding stuff on TV. Like, if I miss it, I miss it. All that, you can, I don't even know what it's called. I'm so old and washed. What is it called when you take the video and you can run it back? I don't know. But you can run it back. If you miss it, if you listen to the podcast, just go back to NBC. But you got to record it, don't you? Maybe it'll be on YouTube. Who knows? Maybe it'll be on YouTube. But anyway, shout out my man Never Will Stop Deuce. His son, Caleb, is going to be on a little Big Shots. Doing it big, man. Word. Not mad at him. All right. That's it for local news. You other cats aren't doing anything. What are you other rappers doing? No. You wasn't ready. Y'all gotta be patient.
Help me. Help me. Nigga.
Yeah, I'm drowning right now. I am drowning my own sorrow. Why? Because I didn't pour up before I started the podcast. So now I look crazy. Man, it's going to be a long podcast too because I told y'all last week people was crump on the face of facing the book, as my dad would say. Not tonight, just me. Very reminiscent of 2008. Four white walls. Anyway, I know y'all like, yo, E. We're listening to you for the hip-hop news. We want to know what's popping. What's popping? Shouts out to my man DJ A to the L. What's popping in these streets? Apparently there's beef. popping in these streets. Is it a four-way beef? Looks like it's a four-way beef. If you haven't heard, apparently today, if I got my news right, apparently today, Tekashi 6ix9ine has been released from prison after rolling hard and doing things big in 2018, pause, and then getting locked up. Apparently he was released after snitching. And this caused some beef with some old heads. Of course, Tekashi 6ix9ine is like, what, 23, 24? Young man, got his whole life to live because no one's going to chase after him because everyone's afraid of the Rona. Not going to be Ronnie anymore. I thought everybody was going to Roni. No Roni, no Rona. It's Rona. That's it. It's Rona. That's what we're doing. Okay. So apparently 50 Cent, no, apparently Jim Jones was giving a shout out to one of the dudes that got caught up with Tekashi 6ix9ine snitching. And then 50 Cent saw that and was saying, like, had some words about Jim Jones talking about the guy who was locked up. And then Jim Jones was like, hey, when you rhyme with the rat, aren't you known for ratting yourself? And they went kind of a little back and forth. And then Mano, of all people, decided to jump in. And I guess he liked Jim Jones' like little statement. So 50 was like eyeballing. Hey, Miss Denise, how you doing? Well, I guess 50, I guess, 50 eyeballed Mano. I don't know what that's all about. It was like, oh, I thought the real were real, but now I see the real are fake. That's not what he said, for real. It's just, I'm paraphrasing. It's a podcast. Anyway, so, and then Mano came back like, nah, bro, relax. You're overthinking. He definitely said you're overthinking. He definitely said that. So, yeah, a bunch of 40-year-old ex-gangsters who made their way out of the hood getting into Instagram beef over a young rapper who colored his hair and snitched. That's what it says. Yeah. It is April 3rd, 2020. Yep. That's what's happening. That's what we're doing in these, not even in the streets, because no one is outside. It's not even happening in the streets. That's what's happening on Instagram. All right. So, kids, listen, I told you guys, well, I didn't tell the podcast, I told the live, do not chew gum while trying to record a podcast. Because no one's going to hear you smack. Here's a rule number two. Do not chew gum while doing a podcast. Because it may get really, really dissolved. It may dissolve in your mouth and you may swallow a piece. And it's going to be stuck in your stomach for the next 7 years. If you even make it the next 7 years. Coronavirus. Just saying. Yeah, it's like 38 cases in Leon County. Last week, it was like 5. Whew. Yeah, so hopefully this gum withers off of my stomach at some point. And I'll be around to tell you guys. Let's hope for all of that. Anyway. Dang, E, dark humor. Yeah, it's dark. Four white walls. Raven out knows if he's listening. No one listens to me. Anyway. Not even the biggest thing this week. I guess it's one of the biggest things this week. I don't know. It's really going to feel like 2018, guys. Because guess what? I'm going to go 10 minutes. I'm going to go a whole 10 minutes talking about Drake. I guess it's 2018. A&R, he has an album coming out. And now he's taking over the news. That's what superstars do. Okay, so the first piece of Drake news is he released pictures of his infamous son, Adonis. If you guys remember, we didn't know about the son until one Pusha T decided to rat Drake out about being the father of all things. And so, of course, Drake came out. I'm finna swallow this whole gum. Screw it. 7 years, bro. I see you in 2027. I'm going to protect the world from my kid. I was taking my kid from the world. Whatever. Whatever he was talking about. Y'all see Mackenzie every day. Granted, I didn't see her the first 2 weeks. No, we had to make her grow, get a little brown. And then you saw when she was fresh out. See, that's how you do it. That's apparently what Drake did. This kid isn't brown, though. But, so everybody was like, hey, Drake got a kid. We never see the kid at all. Nope. He was true to his word that he was going to protect his kid from the world. And, he just decided to do it. Put it out there. And boom, boom. Here we go. Hi, Adonis. How are you? And, you know what? I was going to show the pictures to the live. I'm not going to do that. That's kind of creepy. I'm not going to pull up pictures of a 2-year-old. I'm not going to. No. I'm not going to do that. But yeah, man. Kid looks like Drake's mother, basically. Really big blue eyes, blonde hair just everywhere, just typical 2-year-old. He definitely had the where the world am I look. He was like, I mean, they could have. I guess my only beef, I ain't gonna blame the kid. Kid cute, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's Drake. Mama ain't ugly. I mean, she did some things, which she said she did, but she ain't ugly. So the kid cute, duh. But you would think if Drake, knowing his rollout, like, man, take your baby to Olin Mills, bro. I'm just hit the man with the snaps. Like, my man was playing with his power wheel, bro, which I'm jealous. I'm jealous of anybody with a power wheel. Even my daughter. I haven't bought her a power wheel yet, but yeah. I never got a power wheel. And I still hold that pain in my heart. Yes, I know I can drive full on cars, have a whole driver's license. I've had it most of my life, and yet I still yearn for a power wheel. I'm a weirdo. Anyway, so I'm a weirdo for talking about this man kid. Yeah, man, but they could didn't get the man playing with a power wheel. He turned around. What? Yeah, I'm looking. Come on, Drake, man. How your man styled up? You know what I'm saying? Put him in. Boom, boom. That was my only take. I was just like, why you got a man looking like Einstein? We're going on a trip in our favorite rocket ship, cruising through the skies, little Einstein. Like, yeah, that man looking like Einstein, bro. Just, I ain't judging the baby. But if you're going to do the, Drake does rollouts. He always looks sharp. I would think you keep that presentation consistent. That's all. I always look crazy. The opposite. I'm a parent. Me, I take pictures. I look crazy. That's why I look like taking pictures. That's why you see me with pictures with Fee. I'm looking like mean. Like I'm like. Because if I do this, I look goofy. I look weird, right? My daughter, Mackenzie, nope. Photogenic. Know how to pose, everything. Boom. Just, she got it. So maybe it's that flip. Drake has it. Adonis hasn't got it yet. I don't have it. Mackenzie has it. She kills it. So, yeah. Yo. But speaking of that, so that wasn't all the Drake news. I told y'all 10 minutes. That was 5 with Adonis. Drake decided to release an album. Nah. Boom. False. Fake. Psych. Nope. He didn't. It feels like it, but no, he didn't. But he did release a single called Tootsie Slide. I'm gonna get y'all a little bit. YouTube gonna be mad. I mean, not YouTube. YouTube will be mad too. Facebook gonna be mad. Yo, Can I give y'all a little bit? Is it? Oh, you know what? Yeah, my phone didn't have the headphones in. I thought it was a charger. Oops. My bad. That's it. That's it. Well, nope. They ain't finna get me. But just that. Bro, what? 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 Y'all heard enough. Y'all heard. That was magical. Because that's exactly what I wanted y'all to hear. Bro, no. Nah. No. Nah.
Help me. Help me.
Understand what in the hell was that, bro? What? No, Drake. No, sir. This, no. Tootsie Slide. First of all, sound like something 69 Boys would have put out in like 97. Just the title. No diss. Yo, I'll mess around. Lose my... No, I'm not endorsed by 69 Boys. that'd be wild. Did I try to get Old Boy on here before? I'm pretty sure I tried to get my mans on here. Anyway, but yeah, 2C Slide, just 95 South. It sounded like whoop, there it is, like 2C Slide. Nigga, is this 90? Am I at Bellevue, nigga? What? 2C Slide? Cupid? What? Left stump, dump, right stump. Everybody shake your hips. Dum chicka dum chicka dum. Like, what the? Tootsie Slide? What? What is we doing? April 3rd, 2020. April 3rd, 20. I'm just trying to make sure. For anybody who don't, it's April 3rd, 2020. Tootsie, like a two, and you got some little Scorpio thing on the cover. I don't know if you can see that with the bright lights, which is fitting because you gotta cover your face now. You know, y'all know the vibes. Coronavirus. Cover your face. Wash your hands, stay inside. Hey, so, yeah, the song is mid, bro. It's mid. Not even mid. Nope. I've never smoked weed in my life, so me using these terms is probably the most, was it pretentious? Not pretentious. That's, just fake. I'm just faking it. I called it Reggie on Twitter. It's Reggie, man. Sorry, Red, man. Yeah, it's Chewbacca. It's all kind of stems and seeds. It's brown. Smell like grass and bleach. It's just not it. Nope. Sorry, Drake. And then I get it. Now the rhythm, everybody, oh, it's a TikTok song. All the young girls on TikTok are gonna love it. That's what you want, Drake. You want 33 years old, bro. You want for the 16-year-olds? That's what we're doing. So, yeah, that's I get the rhythm of it, yeah. If you're on TikTok, you know they do the little doom 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 clap. They do the clap and they do the little hip swivel. Y'all, I'm gonna show y'all the vibes. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I'll be able to find the song that I am totally sick and tired of right now, because I swear to God, we gon'. If you're on TikTok, you should be sick of that song by now. I don't know. Don't Rush. What's the name of it? What's it? Don't Rush. Who's singing this damn song? Young T? Is that it? No? Nope. Don't, I just know Don't Rush. Oh, there you go. Yo, yo. Tired of that song. But the Tootsie step two, step three, step four, Tootsie thing. I forgot the name of the doggone song. Well, I meant to go to the title. Tootsie Slide. See, I can't remember the name because it's so goofy. Tootsie Slide, kind of that rhythm where you can dum dum. So you can do your little TikTok dance to it. Yeah, this Don't Rush Challenge, y'all don't stop. Yeah, y'all, it was cute the first 2 days. Now, y'all got to stop because some of y'all ain't even doing it right. First of all, if you got an Android, and I know y'all like, wait, you have an Android. What is this Android slander? Bro, I see the difference. It is what it is. If he dies, he dies. Like, first of all, you can't switch if your friend got a whole iPhone over here and your Android coming and you looking mad dusty. You cute. You cute boo-boo. Boo-boo. Period poo. But yo cam looking mad wild compared to your girl. And then some of y'all throwing the thing wrong, you know, doing a little makeup and they come in, ooh, what is this? Y'all put the camp. You got the. I get the brush don't have to be the same. If you got your little whatever item you're throwing to the next person doesn't have to be the. That's cool. I ain't judging y'all on that. But some of y'all be throwing to the left. They catching it on the left. It no. You can't throw it to the left and then your friend catch it on the left. That's not gravity. What else I seen? I don't see some. Throw it to the left. What else? Some of y'all just forget to do the whole transition. Y'all, all your friends is taking the little makeup brush and covering the camera. Oh, you just gonna sit there and just, ooh, I changed clothes on a note. Like, you're supposed to do a hop or snap or cover the cam. No, y'all just don't rush. Right, don't. You rushing. Why is you? No. Do it. It's an effect. You just killed it for everybody. So, if you plan on doing the No Rush Challenge, stop. Full stop. Don't. No. 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 You're bored. It's quarantine. No. Stop it. It's a wrap. Okay? And honestly, leave it to the Nigerians, all right? Or the Africans. That's who killing it. Africans killing it. Shouts out to Nigeria, Naji tribe, Yoruba tribe. I'll probably mess that up and they're going to come after me. shouts out to the Africans. The Africans killing it. The rest of y'all, stop. Big girl, y'all, I love y'all. Stop. All right. Nurses, stop. Now, I ain't going to talk about why y'all even got time, but ain't judging y'all. We salute y'all. We're thankful. We're praying for y'all. Stop. Nope. Student, nope. We don't play soccer. Stop. You know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. The Deaconesses is going to do it next. That's going to kill it. I'm going to be done with TikTok. Felicia going to have her way. I'm just going to... Deaconess Williams... Oh, snap, we get in trouble for real. That was random. Deaconess Wilson, Deaconess Miller, Deaconess Smith, Deaconess Jones. Don't go on Don't Rush Challenge on TikTok because you saw your nieces doing it and you just want to jump in the fray. No, don't. Please. Don't. Come on, Bryson Tiller. Where you at, bro? What else we got? Oh, I'm going to do this then. I'm going to get ready to do this live. So you guys going to miss out on that. Sucks to be you. Yo, man. The biggest news of the week has been these beat battles. Last week, it was DJs going live. I guess the actual songwriters wanted song too. And they've been going live. So you had Timbaland versus Why I got it? Yeah, Timberland versus Swiss Beats. I think that was last week sometime. They've been doing it though. They the godfathers of it. So man, Freddie, tell them to stop, bro. Tell them to stop. Now the biggest battle I think this week, you also had what's your boy? I forgot. Little Ninja Turtle nigga. It was a dream, and I forgot a little nigga name, but he was drunk and tore up. I ain't even talk about that because Joe Budden talked about it, and that's all I know about it. But I did watch the Manny Fresh. No, I didn't. I didn't watch the Manny Fresh and Scott Storch. I saw the end of it. All I can say is y'all tripping. Yeah, Bat That Ass Up is ain't that top of that. That's the pure definition of a classic song. Ain't nothing Scott Storch, Lil' Kim ex-boyfriend ever did. First of all, Timbaland said he ain't nothing but a keyboard player. Oh, y'all thought I forgot about that beef. No. He fingers, man. Like, how you gonna drop? How you gonna drop Still Dre? Still Dre. The name of the song is Still Dre. Granted, Dre didn't even rap, it was Jay-Z. But that's a Dr. Dre beat. Yeah, you put your thing on it, you probably did whatever, but that ain't true. Ain't and people are like, well, all producers got people that help them out. I haven't heard of the Apprentice coming under Manny Fresh. Who came under Manny Fresh? Y'all can tell me. Like, literally, if you know, hit me up at EnigmaSup9 on Twitter. If you know a producer that came up under Manny Fresh, cool, but I ain't never seen Manny Fresh be under nobody. Pause. First of all, Scott Storch always under somebody. He assisting somebody. Manny Fresh is him. He. That's it. Boom. Man cover a whole label. And I saw the list. Yeah, some of the songs y'all was wilding. Now, granted, did Scott Storch win? Probably so. I don't know. If you think about hits, it depends what your criteria is. But yeah, y'all wilding. Yo, who's got to get better sound? Nah, man. Nah, Manny Fresh got Bat That Ass Up. That's it. That's it. That's it. Stop it. Anyway, tomorrow, you guys are going to miss this if you listen to the podcast. We got T-Pain and Lil Jon going to IG Live. So that's going to be exciting. That will be exciting. I think Lil Jon is going to run T-Pain out the window, to the window, to the wall. Like that. Yeah, because Lil Jon got like stuff we don't know about because he made like super poppy stuff. So he's going to start with that, and Payne going to be giving him buy another drink. And I'm in love with a stripper. And then whoop. And right when you do that, that's when Lil Jon going to hit him with the Bia in the windows of the wall, and it's going to be a wrap. Anyway, speaking of a wrap, that's it. That's a wrap for me. I am gone to this next song, and then we're going to come back and get this interview with my man, D. Maestro. I'm going to hit y'all. Speaking of the best in the land, the best beats in the land, the best music in the land, my man Never Will Stop Deuce with his song Fam You, and we'll be right back. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby.
Yo, this is Loser Lab,
and you listening to the Enigma September Hour. You got time?
Hey.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You asking that we'll stop Deuce?
Yeah.
Tell that nigga stop playing with me.
Tell that nigga stop playing. You know that it's never will stop in it. Pull up on the scene, they know that it's me. I whip that little bitch off the lot with it. I'm with a little freaky, but back with his pre-roll. You know my cigar got a lot in it. Unravel the game, call it Cantu. Go run up them bands like it's fam you. And I can't be fucking with snakes unless that bitch go defend you. Lil' mama, she ain't no beginner. She let me eat that little pussy for dinner. She took a break and I do right back in her. I ain't no loser, she fuck with a winner. Bitch, I'm never sitting on the bench. Diamond rings all on a nigga fist. So you wanna act like you don't know me? Who he is, I don't know him either. To critique everything that I make. You can't tell me my shit, it ain't hot, nigga. Thinking about going investing in something. Watch my money do flips like a gymnast. I don't open my mouth unless it's about the money. I'd rather go straight to the dentist. If you trying to get money, I'm with that. It's okay to be different, I get that. I'm never lazy, don't sit back. I got two kids, gotta get that. No, you can't get no picture with me. Gotta work for this dick, it ain't cheap. She bounce up and down like a jackrabbit. I told her, bend over, look back at it. Bitch. You know that it's never will stop in it. Pull up on the scene, they know that it's me. I whip that little bitch off the lot with it. I'm with a little freaky, but back with his P-Roll. You know my cigar got a lot in it. Unravel the game, call it Cantu. Go run up them bands like it's fam you. And I can't be fucking with snakes. Unless that bitch go to fan you. Lil' mama, she ain't no beginner. She let me eat that little pussy for dinner. She took a break and I do right back in her. I ain't no loser, she fuck with a winner. Bitch, I'm never sitting on the bench. Diamond rings all on a nigga fist. Walk in the spot and they notice me. Why I don't sit relax, I gotta get the best. These niggas really be capping and don't get no money. They hate cause most of them broke like a cast. I do this all alone, nigga. And I don't need no cosigner silly. Trust I've been doing me for a minute. And I still won't stop until I get the millions. I know I'm that nigga, yeah. And niggas can't tell me I'm not. She told me to come to her crib. She just wanna chill and give me some tops. Watch my moves. She know I'm the truth. She know I don't play. I fuck her all day. Told her give me bang. You know that it's never will stop in it. Pull up on the scene, they know that it's me. I whip that little bitch off the lot with it. I'm with a little freak, keep her back with his pre-roll. You know my cigar got a lot in it. Unravel the game, call it Cantu. Go run up them bands like it's fam you.
Boom, boom, boom. When we back to what Enigma September, and this is the Enigma Sep Hour. What you just heard again was my man Never Will Stop Deuce with Fam U. And without further ado, I got the man of the hour, or the half hour, my man G Maestro. What's going on, bro?
Not much, man. Just chilling, as always. Quarantine, how about yourself?
Yeah, bro. Same old, man. Just trying to stay inside, stay safe. And, yeah, you got me working from the crib now. So, dang.
I feel that. Same.
All right, so how has it been, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's been a minute, bro. Like, it's been a good minute. What you been up to? What's been the deal with you? It's almost like a reintroduction, you know what I mean?
just same old same. Been working behind the scenes as far as music goes. I put out an album last year, kind of just on some EP run of like multiple EPs last year. Just to tell you that. Just a plethora of just music, man. Just a bunch.
I bet it's good to see that you know what I'm saying, been working and getting things, you know what I'm saying, together. How has, you know what I'm saying, the current events with the whole coronavirus crap, like, how has it helped in regards to you making music and doing things, and how has it hindered you with, you know, everything involving your music?
Oh, wow. I say it like this. I believe this is a time of renaissance, to be honest with you, man. Just this a turn of, you know, of life. Like, as far as music, I've been making my quarantine music. I know a lot of people who've been on Instagram just dropping quarantine music. So I'm just like, oh, okay, I guess it's my turn. Of course, I got to do something. But it's actually been a little beneficial. I'm kind of grasping that I have more time to really put into, you know, the songs that I do now. And I just got a studio, so that's probably the reason it's hindering me. I can't really go to my studio and bring other people in, but I mean, I do got the studio here. I got my studio here inside the house, so I'm cool with recording. But as far as recording other people, that's really where it's been hindering me. I really want to get some people in. There's a lot of talent, so everybody's kind of put down as far as coming to the studio and recording with me.
Right. I can probably imagine, like, you know what I'm saying, you being fortunate enough to have, you know, a studio to record, but, you know what I'm saying, unfortunately everybody can't. So it's like having to try to figure out who does. Like, yo, shoot me a verse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, but it's good that, you know what I'm saying, it is offering you time to do more music and stuff like that. I guess off top, you know what I'm saying, because I try to I like the interview to be more of an introduction of the artist to people who may not, you know what I'm saying, know of you and what you've done. So, I mean, just keep it real simple. Like, how did you come up with the name G Maestro?
That's actually an excellent question. If anything, besides, yo, man, you got to record the studio, or can I record with you? You make beats. Those are like the main questions, but the question you just asked is actually another question that I get the most. Where I get G Maestro from is my name is actually Jermaine. It starts with a G. So that's where the G as far as come from that. But
word.
So it is like a master or like the designated artist of music or so. You know, I kind of tie that together because, you know, I've actually been doing music since I was six. So a lot of my friends and some associates do, like, come to me when it comes to, like, yo, does this sound right? Or, yo, can you help me out with this type of project or music? So I found that to be, like, the designated name at this point.
So just basically just you being around music and just being having control, being able to control the music and how you get it, how you put it together.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So you say you started music at six. Like what, if you remember, like what was the catalyst to say, yo, like I want to do this and like do it seriously?
At six, of course, you know, I grew up in the church. I went to this church called New Covenant when it was on, I believe that's Alabama Street, if I'm not mistaken. It was right there in the cut. But me and my brother, I'm not sure if anybody knows, but A50 Izzy is actually my blood brother. But
okay.
Me and him, we actually started there. The musicians there were the pastor's sons. And, you know, we was just hanging around them around church. Like every time church went out, you know, we was always there. When the pastor was preaching, you know, we was watching them. Like they were kind of like our mentors. Their names was Ray and Sean. It was that moment. Right then, I want to say that's when it started. Of course, my brother actually started it. I kind of watched him as I've been a protege to it. So I was like, okay, yeah, I want to do this. And I just kept it going over the years. You know, we've been playing in churches, you know, doing certain stuff, sitting in certain studios, you know. And then I want to say when I got to, ninth, in 10th grade, I decided to make it a professional career where I'm putting out music, you know, like just kind of. But just all from there, that's when it kept going to this day and still going on.
That's interesting because I think I saw it on Twitter. I can't remember who it was, so I can't give them their proper reference, but someone it was a young lady, she made a reference to the idea that music may be lacking now because kids aren't going to church on the regular. Like, it's not a thing like it was for you, definitely for me, growing up. Do you think that might be the case, that because kids aren't growing up in the church, that they aren't getting that training, rather if it's formal or informal, you know, growing up in the church and being in choirs and being under the church musician and the keyboarders and all the other stuff?
I would say that's it's a 50-50 thing, man. Like, I wouldn't say I just growed up in church and that's where I got most of my musical influences from. Of course, I also have family members who has done music over the years, especially my grandfather, who recently passed back in, I want to say, 2018. He was also a big influence, and he was mostly like blues and jazz. And then, of course, my mom had a couple of friends who came around along the way and was doing like all hints of other things. And I think that's a 50-50 thing. Like some of most of the R&B artists of, I want to say, like the 2000s or the 2010s be like, oh yeah, I grew up in the church. And then, you know, I started making that, you know, secular music and stuff. So, but, you know, I listened to a lot of things, and it was really where my mindset was as a kid that kind of drew me as far as to making a lot of other types of music. So that was really mainly the whole, you know, revelation of that. But as far as today, going back, digressing back to the question you asked, it's a 50-50 thing for me. Like, it's could be, and it can't be. It kind of got to be a focus group type of thing where we got to see if that actually happens.
True. And I agree with you. You know what I mean? It could definitely be a little bit of both. And of course, there's a lot of people that weren't in church that, you know what I'm saying, make great music. Like you said, you get influences from all around. So, mm-hmm. And also, too, a lot of times when you talk about church, you talk about black church, and so it's not just black musicians or vice versa. So, now, as far as growing up and, like I said, you started young, since then, who has been some of your main influences when it comes to the music that you make now?
Oh, man, Some of my friends kind of call it like an old head because I'm mostly into the older people, such as like Dr. Dre, Teddy Riley, just some of the big producers, really and truly. But as far as like artistry, Keith Sweat, it's a lot of them. Keith Sweat, Drake comes into play, obviously, now. A lot of Eazy-E, Tupac. So just some of the pioneers of the 90s and somewhat 80s, rap and R&B, you know. But I also, at a young age, was forced to listen to a lot of classical music. So, you know, some of the greats, such as, you know, Beethoven, Mozart, you know, a lot. Just some of the greats, man. And even to this day, I still listen to a lot of them, just to reference, like, new stuff. So it's a lot that's grown over the years, I would say, but those
right.
are the main.
Man, I don't blame you on that, because I look at a lot of new stuff, too, and I'm like, yo, I mean, granted, I'm probably never, ever, 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 ever going to be signed to anything or no one, at least not for anything musical.
Exactly.
Maybe for this podcast, who knows, Spotify, what's up? Anyway, but... Yeah, but I still, you know, I listen to a lot of the younger artists, and I see what they're doing. I was like, okay. And I may even try to myself. I probably won't ever record it or do it for real. But I'm like, all right, let me see what this style look like. What's rolling off the tongue. Pause. You know what I mean? Okay.
Right. And
let me see what it is.
I'm actually even a big fan of a lot of old Kanye stuff. Like, I still listen to that kind of stuff. So it's like it's a heavy influence.
Yeah, I was just, matter of fact, me and my fiance, we was having a discussion about Kanye discography and at least how I felt about it. we pretty much like a lot of the same stuff. But it's also cool to have a fiance that you can talk about stuff and not be like, oh, no, that's your thing.
That's very true.
He has to be, I gotta give her props. He has to be down with some of my foolishness sometimes.
Man, I feel you, man. All
right,
one of these days.
Yeah, man, I'll say just be patient. Be patient. If you're not there yet, and trust me, it'll come, and you'll be surprised. You'll be like, oh, snap. What is going on?
Yeah.
Wasn't anticipating this. Let's see. So, like, also, too, I got to give you props, because I don't think I would have ever anticipated anybody coming on here and counting Keith Sweat and Mozart as their influences.
I swear, it's weird, but I tell you, I truly do listen to a lot of music, and it's I feel like because of that, it influences my style, you know. So I'm never like pinpointing where I want to go, like in this, honestly, and it's a blessing and a curse at the same time, because like, some people out here, oh yeah, I like the R&B song you put out. It was nice. I like the way you was doing that. And then it's like, oh bro, you killed the bars on that. And I'm just like, ah. And then of course, I actually play the piano. So when people hear that, yo, you killed that, man. You got to teach me how to do it. And like, and then I had one person actually ask me, what do I do? And I'm just like, you just got to be around me, man. It's everywhere.
right.
I'm forced to listen to a lot. I feel like it's supposed to come with aim. Like, I'm supposed to know a lot of things, you know. So that's the idea of that as well. Going back to how did I come up with the G. Marshall name? They just go to the idea of that.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and try to give these people a little taste of what you can give them. So, let's see what we got. What we got in the queue, people. Let me make sure we got it already placed. So we got Live It Up, and we got Black Crowns Part 4. I'm about to say IV, because you guys think we just read what's in front of him. Part IV? Is it Blue Ivy? Jay-Z?
A new song. It's not released yet. It's actually going to be released sometime next Friday, hopefully. So this will be the first time anybody's heard it fully through if they actually hear it.
Oh, we got an exclusive, y'all. Yeah, hey. Everybody in podcast land, exclusive. Only here. Nick myself out. What? All right, so we're going to go pause for the calls. We're going to go ahead and listen to these tracks, and we'll be right back. Again, this is my man G Maestro, and you're listening to the Nick Myself Hour. You got time, baby.
To get up on my level, it's a wait. The fuck you talking about? You just waste. But in all these years, now you late. Whoever said that we just played it safe? Hey, straight talking facts, and it's too easy. Seeing all my targets, it's overseas, and they still trying to beat me. They hear my name on the beat, then you know it's really a reason. The higher I get, the more that I see the haters increasing. It's getting too real in my city, and I know they being misleading. I'm seeing the changes all in the seasons. They hate me for who I'm becoming, because I just like to get even. It's not about the fame, it's about the change, and I'm the reason. The respect is real when I know that all my niggas is eating. Change my life, get my stripes. I just wanna see it right, yeah. Know you gotta cross lines. Know that I cross lines and it shows. So tell me what's the move. Had to do what I do, what I do. Ain't no snooze, ain't no snooze, ain't no snooze. Now it's time to get this money. Now we live it up. Now it's time to get this money. Now we
I just hope we have no problems. These niggas playing, say legend for the plays. I just started from the bottom, talking about big faces. Ay, yeah, I got it like that. So don't hit me back. I just go ahead and attack. Making plays, which is all I know. Kept it going, look a vibe grown. Cause truth is, I just let them go. But truth is, they'll never know. Yeah, I just feel like when you putting that work in, it would just show. But if I do say so myself, then young maestro got the flow. Cause most of these rappers is overrated. I'm not sorry for being liberated. And I tell my time I'm not elevated. And I can go minute as being hated. They only wanna feel like they made it. You niggas must be really stuck. I'm killing rappers on the regular. And I'm running you niggas over with a Tesla. Cause I had to boss up for the check. Told you niggas I was really just next. Think about it, got me really just vexed. They on the ground talking major flex. 6 cents, I see all of my bets. On the top where I'm never just stressed. Living legend so you know I'm the best. Funny how niggas wanna just test. I had to confess.
So tell me what's the most. Had to do what I do, what I do. Ain't no snooze, ain't no snooze, ain't no snooze.
Ain't no snooze, ain't no snooze,
yeah. Now it's time to get this money. Now we live it up. Now it's time to get this money. Now we live it up. Now it's time to get this money. Now we live it up. Now it's time to get this money. Now we live it up.
It ain't about the money, they talking about famous. I look them dead in their eye, now they seem like strangers. I move by respect, not the money and greed. It's a lot of shit that you can't really just see. Thoughts about how I'm living, it's all good. I seen them from what I should to what they would. The real ones don't stop, they don't get acknowledged. I hear them say preach, I'm on a different process. You just gotta relax, I'm sipping on some brown. Loafers are black and gold, how you don't like my style? I'm flexing on niggas, you see me different now. I'm too relaxed, even when they around. Aiming at you different, got 100 rounds. Can bet it on them, they don't wanna. It's a lot of them that wanna see awards. Why they look out for the boy to see what I have in store, yo. Just tell me otherwise, then. Get a little sip of this right here real quick. Feel that. Alright, let me get back to it. Look, it's funny how this goes. Got me thinking that I'm cold. Ain't no way I'm coming friendly if you know what I know. I gotta keep that on the low. I see where I come in handy. My stroke still uncanny. And I'm going off the Remy. Cohibit cigars in Miami if they wanna talk plenty. Maybe they too ordinary. John Legend better friend me. Top floors like fractions. I'm still rolling with savages. You'll see them in action if the call is accurate. Short words like acronym. You'll just have to pass on them. Yeah, I hit at work and I'm still after them. Big color money, funny facts on them. Top light on the weekend, I'm a tally boy. Come back season soon, better set the scores. You'll be acting different, now I'm on board. You'll be off the ship when we hit shores. Them killers moving silence, you'll be MIA. El Capo, Grand Peso type of way. My name is understood, now they call me Suge. I can't see me regretting the things I could. And based on what I got, I done seen a lot. Living legend, who's still ready for the drop?
Boy. Boy, I said, boy. Yo, this is the Nick Myself Hour. You're listening to Live It Up. What you just heard was Live It Up in Black Crowns Part 4, my man G Maestro. G Maestro, bruh, come here. You're going to fight, dog. You know that, right?
I tell you, man. Hey, that's what I've been
all you want.
That's what I've been.
All you want rap no more. You know what I'm saying? All you want like rap to myself no more. No more freestyles. I'm straight.
Oh man! Oh, don't do that, man. Don't do that.
Nah, I ain't got to worry about that. Nah, but, yo, man, yeah, you killed that. You killed that for real, though.
Thank you, for real. That's a blessing coming from you, man. I seen your work. I heard your work. That's a real blessing coming from you. Just knowing you all these years.
No doubt, bro. So what's now with the black crowns for? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the science behind that joint?
The crazy ironic story behind that is when I started like professionally back in, I want to say 2016, I had an idea because of one of my favorite artists, Tory Lanez. He comes out with the Chick Tapes all the time and the New Toronto's all the time. So I said, you know what, why don't I start a song where it's like a series to it? Like, this is the pinpoint song of every year that I put out something, just explaining like how things that I have changed me and how things are going to work for the future now. So Crowns Part 1, I actually self-produced myself. It took me about a month to do it. But it was actually when I put it out, I was not really as satisfied as I wanted to be with it. Because I was like, man, like, I know it's better, but I want to at least put something out. Put it out, it was great. The next year, I put out Black Crowns Part 2, and it was with one of my artists, MCJ. Matter of fact, the show that I believe we met at, he was with me performing. And that song by Magic, it was just like, oh, God, yeah, we just gonna do it. Part 3 actually was on my album last year. And I matched it with another song series that I made called Self-Made. I actually really love that version a lot, but this one was special because a lot of things really happened in the 4 years I've been going professional. You know, like, as far as, you know, my company, Living Legends Entertainment, I've experienced a lot of things as far as people coming in and out, you know, people only wanting to put themselves in the spotlight with me. And I'm just like, hey, I have a vision, you know, we still want to work with it, and we're going to try to get you where you want to go. But, you know, that's where that whole Suge line came from. But,
right.
But, hey, man, this one was a special one. And I haven't put this on Instagram either, but there's actually a video that also coming as well. It's already done. I'm just waiting for it. What this going to be? That's all I'm saying. I'm just waiting for when it's that time to just put out and say, yeah, this is who I am. Like, just putting a picture or a video to the name, you know, to the face. You know, what you've been hearing all this time, you know, it's time to finally see it. So, yeah, this one was very special. I want to continue the saga every year as far as this Black Crowns. I don't even, to be honest with you, I really don't even know why I called it that.
Right. You sound good. Hey.
Hold on, we just do it.
Nah, I ain't mad at you. But before we wrap this thing up, you know what I'm saying, how can the people, A, get in contact with you, and B, how can the people get to your music?
Oh, you can get in contact with me through Instagram at DMaestroTheDon. It's not D-A, it's T-H-E, the Don. I know some people do that sometimes. It's weird. DMaestroTheDon. From there, you can go to my Twitter as well. It's GMaestro_LLE. If you want to find me on any, like, streaming sites where my music is, you can definitely go to SoundCloud, Living Legend Entertainment. It might be changing, I'm not sure, but if it does, I'll let y'all know. You can go to any streaming sites, Spotify, Apple Music, Titles, especially, just under G Maestro, or you can click the link in my Instagram bio and it'll take you right there.
No doubt. Well, bro, I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, taking time, you know what I'm saying, do this interview. Wanted, of course, you know what I'm saying, wanted to do the live joint, but due to the times we living in, just want to make sure that everyone stays safe. So so hopefully on the flip side, you know what I'm saying, when things have settled down and we kind of got a control to normalcy, I can have you back face to face, you know what I'm saying, and we can do it that way, you know what I mean?
Definitely, definitely. Anytime, man. And I was going to say something. Your last episode, Type 44, I didn't really like what he said. I kind of want to reference back to that when it comes to music, man. Just keep your music real and all that. You know, that's everything you guys heard is the real me. It's no changing. It's no difference because money comes through. Like, everything you heard was me and the elevation of myself. So I definitely do enjoy this opportunity that you gave me to show everybody exactly who I am. So y'all definitely be on the lookout for Black Crowns as well. That's coming out next Friday, hopefully.
I bet. Bro, I'm going to tell you this. Y'all ever saw The Grinch? And when he realized what Christmas is and his heart swelled up to like a normal size. That's what happened. My man's indicated that he went back. I'm not choking up. No, it's not going to choke up. Chill out. My man indicated that he listened to the past episode. So anybody who's ever listened to the Enigma Step Hour or plan on being on the Enigma Step Hour, take note. At the very least, go back and listen to the last episode. When you come on here, you know what the hell going on. So, man, I appreciate that.
I'm listening to him as well. Like, I hope you. I've been listening to him as well. Been watching. That's all I can tell you. I've been watching.
Yeah, you doing his thing. All y'all doing y'all thing. That's why I love doing this, man, because it's just good to stay connected to cats like myself who like making music, but seeing like y'all really doing it, really having a chance to, you know what I'm saying, do something big. So, again, I salute you, appreciate you, bro. And you said the Black Crowns joint is dropping next Friday, correct?
Correct.
All right, so y'all, those who listen to the podcast on Monday, I mean, you got five more days for a thing hit you. So be prepared to do that. So I thought that we're going to get out y'all here. Again, bro, I appreciate you. To those out there that's listening, y'all hold tight. I'm trying to see something. Hold up. Let me. Y'all probably can't hear me for nothing because I got y'all on speakerphone, but I want to give y'all a heads up on who we got coming up next. All right, boom, boom, boom. Let me get out of here. All right, so we got my man's man Seven Hill Cypher. He'll be on the joint next week. He'll poetry artist amongst everything else. So it's going to be definitely interesting talking to him. It's probably going to be a Nick Myself 2 hours. Just know how my man's going to lay it down. So be prepared for that. Outside of that, I'm going to leave y'all with an extra song. This is my man Cody Banks with Umbravo with Stallion Remix. And we out. This is the Nick Myself Hour. You got time, baby.
Fucking on the Meg and she ride like a stallion. Brown skin chick, but she mixed with Italian. Talking like she single, but I think she be lying. Liking when I'm rapping, she just told me I be sliding. Crack on the beat, but she thinking that I'm black. 200 what I told her just to be the bag. Won't let you fuck for the free, I can't do that. She just told me I be at the bougie, bitch, you knew that. Told me hit it raw, I just told her that's a no-go. When she on the dick, she be bouncing like a pogo. 4B rapping, got the Abe on the logo. I don't need no feature, I be snapping on the solo. Shot it real bad, and she better bad too. Same mindset, I be chasing bags too. I just took a shopping, now she at the brand new. She just wanna tap, this ain't me in round two. Dancing like she fucking, she just about to get the pipe. She just wanna sex me, cause she know I get it right. Told me it been a minute when I see us on sight. When I'm gone, you better keep the motherfucker tight. Gold mouth shot it, she just like it, wanna smile. Dripping on the scene, they be trying to peep the style. Throwing money when she twerking, trying to make a pile. Leaving in the morning, so we fucking for a while. Hit it from the back, she be twerking on the dick. Pussy looking pretty, I just wanna get a lick.
camera on the dress and she just wanna make a flea. When she on the hair, she be sucking like a tea. Fucking on the Meg and she ride like a stallion. Brown skin chick, but she mixed with Italian. Talking like she single, but I think she be lying. Liking when I'm rapping, she just told me I be sliding. Cracker on the beat, but she thinking that I'm black. 200 what I told her just to be the bag. Won't let you fuck for the free, I can't do that. She just told me I be at the bougie, bitch, you knew that.
In the shower with your bitch, half an hour on the clip. Bitch gon' roll the sour while I'm throwing powder on my dick. I'm a fucker and baller, she spend an hour on the fit. I'm drinking all the baby apple juice, get loud and I'ma dip, bitch. Cody and Cody, either one of us got your bitch. I'm 100, I'm not gon' switch, ain't gon' run if you poppin' shit. I'm the son of my mama, drama get hoppin'. I got a problem, I'm poppin' it till it's not, and I'm boxin'. I'm finna drop him, I spot him, I leave my bitch in the corner and go address that. I fucking flip, you running shit, you X-lax. Pussy, get your neck snapped, stab it at your freak. Then I fuck it to my songs, Cody Cracker on the beat, ball. Pimp game, bitch switch lanes. This big body holding this big frame.
Daddy, what's your name?
I'm Rick James. I eat that pussy, ugly hoes be getting licked. 2 4s getting 8, call me Kobe in this bitch, huh? Fuck you, you stupid hoe. Tell me just what you know. Bloodline of the too short type in the south on the phone with my New York guy.
Fucking on the Meg and she ride like a stallion. Brown skin chick, but she mixed with Italian. Talking like she's single, but I think she be lying. Like in one of rapping, she just told me I be sliding. Crack on the beat, but she thinking that I'm black. 200 what I told her just to be the bag. Won't let you fuck for the free, I can't do that. She just told me I be at the bougie, bitch, you knew that. Bitch, you knew that. Bitch, you knew that. Bitch, you knew that. She just told me I be at the bougie, bitch, you knew that.